Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Every day I end this broadcast by telling you that your input makes a difference, and today I'll give you several examples to prove my point. Over the past 2 weeks, we've asked you to call your legislators. You did, and now it's time to savor the victories. Yesterday, we told you about House Bill 477, a bill by Representative Jerry Bennett of Libby that would ban assisted suicide. It would treat doctors the same as any other person. If one person helps another kill themselves, then that first person has committed a crime. It doesn't matter whether you're a doctor or not. After a series of ups and downs, that bill finally passed third reading in the House by a narrow 51-48 margin. That means it's on its way to the Senate, and Montana is one step closer to protecting ourselves from the dangerous path of assisted suicide. Another bill supported by the Montana Family Foundation has passed both houses of the legislature. House Bill 197 by Representative Keith Regeer is a major step forward in Montana's protection of innocent life. It establishes higher criminal penalties for assault on a pregnant woman because pregnant women and unborn children deserve extra legal protection. This bill is now on its way to the governor to be signed, and we have every hope that it will soon become law. Representative Regeer has another bill moving through the process that will also be a major victory for life. That one is known as House Bill 587, and it requires that a doctor be present when an abortion is performed. It bans so-called telemed or Skype abortions. Abortion is a serious medical procedure. It can have side effects ranging from bleeding to even death, and it's not to be taken lightly. Having a doctor present is just common sense. That's why the Family Foundation worked hard to support House Bill 587. And the good news is that bill passed second reading yesterday in the House of Representatives. While it's not a final victory, it's a major step forward, and we have every reason to believe that this bill will win final passage in the House perhaps as early as today. Another important victory for Montana families came with the defeat of a very bad bill. Senate Bill 170 would have removed every gender-specific reference from Montana's tax code. It would have taken the words husband and wife out and replaced them with things like qualified individual, and as for married or married filing jointly, those words would be replaced with two individuals. Our tax code would have become a complicated bureaucratic mess, and all in the service of one unspoken agenda, preparing Montana for same-sex marriage. The Montana Family Foundation strongly opposed that bill, and I'm happy to report that we were joined by families from across Montana. Mothers, fathers, and married couples all reached out to contact their legislators and ask them to oppose the bill. And in the end, we won. Thanks to your hard work, that bill was tabled in committee. But our work isn't done yet. Waiting in the wings are a number of school choice bills, including bills for charter schools, tuition tax credits, and education savings accounts. For Montanans whose children are struggling in public schools, these can provide an important avenue for success. And with your help, these bills will soon become law. Because as I always say, for the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.